This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, it is a Motown Monday in the nation's capital and beyond. Always live and free on the Odyssey app. You got little Russell on the radio, Matty Ice on the other side of the glass, and you at 301-230-0980 if you want to hop in. If not, that's fine. I understand. We can have an intelligent NFL conversation because that's what I'm going to do. Coming up, you will hear all three of Alex Ovechkin's goals last night in Las Vegas, special city for Alex Ovechkin, and the Capitals for obvious reasons. As well, the Washington Spirit, baby. I watched almost every minute of that game on Saturday. It was 120 minutes plus penalty kicks. And with the exception of getting called up at Virginia Tire and Auto a couple of times, which ruined my video feed because I was watching the game on the phone, I watched just about every minute of that. So I was into it. What a big win. Congratulations to them. They are off to the NWSL Championship. I'm sure Craig will have a lot of that when he comes back later on this week. He is out today. I think Linnell is in for him the first couple of days of the week. Doc will be in for me on Wednesday. Doc, I think, will be in tomorrow, but I'm not 100% sure. I got to figure everything out. We will see as we go along. All right. So I wanted to start with Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. They lose 20-17, another game that they blow ultimately late at home. They've had blown losses to the Rams on the road, which they had, I think, like a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. They had a blown game against the Arizona Cardinals at home to Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, who have turned out to be a pretty good team. And now this one. This one never felt in complete control, but listen. We could talk about the semantics. Oh, they didn't run enough. Christian McCaffrey, just shy of 80 yards. They ran for, you know, Jordan Mason, who was so good when McCaffrey was out, only two times for 13 yards. Kyle Shanahan should have done this. Kyle Shanahan should have done that. Brock Purdy only 159 through the air. George Kittle was not there. Of course, they've lost Brandon Ayuk earlier. They seemingly, just can't. They are not clearly the same team that they have been. We all understand that. Bosa got hurt, at some point during the game, I think early fourth quarter, but I'd have to double check that. Never returned. Sounds like it is Kyle said basically it's a different injury than what he was dealing with, so he might have to miss some time here. Who knows? The 49ers clearly have been affected by injuries. I mean, McCaffrey missed up until 2 weeks ago everything. Ayuk, torn ACL. Juwan Jennings missed a couple of games. He was awesome yesterday. 11 targets, 10 catches, 91 yards, a touchdown. Debo, I think, missed a game or two. Trent's always beat up. So on and so forth, right? The 49ers, the most important thing to know about their 5-5 season is that injuries have certainly chewed them up. However, there is a reasonable argument to be made that they are heading in the wrong direction, and it's not going to get better before it gets worse. Now, that's not always the case, right? I mean, it has looked like at times Sean McVay and the LA Rams were spinning out of control, and then Sean finds a way to get up off the mat and punch back and gets Puka Nacua, and all of a sudden the Rams are good again, right? And you know, that happens. And it's kind of happened with the 49ers. I mean, you know, Brock Purdy obviously kind of figuring out, oh, wait a second, we have Brock Purdy at quarterback and we don't have to keep wasting our time with Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance and Nick Mullins. Okay? So, there's this dude named Grant Cohn who I worked with at SI. We were all independent contractors. It's not like we worked together. He covered the 49ers. I covered the Commanders slash Redskins slash Washington football team.
I never really heard of Grant Paulson.
Well, not that Grant. Not that Grant. This is Grant Cohn. And Grant Paulson's a saint compared to Grant Cohn. So do yourself a favor. So apparently this guy has had a long-running feud with Kyle Shanahan, and Kyle sort of kind of dunked on him on Friday. That was his term, that Kyle dunked on him. So this guy turned and did this mad raving lunatic video in the corridor on the way from the press box to the locker room or the press conference area at Levi Stadium, yelling and screaming at his phone about how Kyle Shanahan is the dumbest human being alive and should be fired immediately and should be fired and just clueless and this, that, and the other thing. And maybe some of that is right. That Kyle is a little bit stubborn about some things that he prefers and has in his system, what have you. Either way, the 49ers are 5-5. Kyle Shanahan does not deserve to get fired, even if they don't make the playoffs this year. But I'm not stupid. I understand how the NFL works. And I understand that owners are freaking impatient. And fan bases that are paying a lot of money are very impatient. And loudmouth members of the media that don't have any morals or scruples, you wouldn't see it around here in terms of people that actually go to games and report on games. Not talking about, you know, people that are just on the radio or on Twitter that call themselves media when they're sometimes not media. Okay. People that actually go to games and go to press conferences and ask questions and try and educate themselves and their audience and their readers and their listenership generally don't yell and scream, rant, rave like lunatics in a corridor at Levi Stadium or any stadium about how the head coach should be fired. But I will tell you this. Go ahead. Fire Kyle Shanahan. Go ahead. Have him take over the New York Jets next year. Have him take over the Chicago Bears next year. I don't think he'd work for Jerry Jones, but have him take over the Dallas Cowboys next year. Have him go take over the New Orleans Saints next year. Go ahead. Fire Kyle Shanahan. Go ahead. I dare you. And you know what? There's another element to firing Kyle Shanahan that could involve the Washington Commanders.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.